This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson Sports Talk Show.
Let's do this thing!
Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
My grandmother's name was Giovanna Domenica Tavernaro. When she'd get mad, she'd start spewing in Italian. I never knew what she was talking about.
According to Jim is your home for the McPherson Bullpups.
Ben Pyle with a monster jam! He says in your face, Derby!
College basketball.
Kemba Walker, step back, Walker, cardiac Kemba! Does it again! UConn wins at the buzzer!
Everything happening in the sports world.
LeBron James with no regard for human life!
And even some things not happening in the sports world.
I mean, they'd take one look at me and they'd say, next! Whatever happened to Ethel?
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Let's do this thing. Another edition of According to Jim. Right here on 96.7 FM, KBBE, or online, worldwide, at midkansasonline.com. I'm Jim Joyner, and joining me as always, the most popular man in McPherson, Mr. Steve Sell. Steve, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jim.
I see you didn't get any fried chicken Friday from the Inman Harvest Cafe in there.
Well, I know. I'm saving my for today at the basketball game in the hospitality room. Man, we had some lemon cheesecake there yesterday. Was that good. And that's after it had some lasagna earlier today.
Steve had a huge day yesterday.
It was an absolute feast, that is for sure.
Well, speaking of feast, the Bullpup girls were feasting last night, and they played one of their best overall games just all around with everybody contributing, six different players scoring in double digits as they beat the visiting Buehler Crusaders 80-36. So that means that they have a date with the Elissa's Tigers in the sub-state final. Steve, you and I were not sure about that Hayes-Ulysses game on the girls' side of who would come out, who would play well, because both teams were very scarce on offense when they were here in the Mid-America Classic. And the Ulysses Tigers, who scored an average of 29 per game over three games here back in January, had 37, 38 at the half.
37 at the half, and they doubled their average. They went from 29 to then 58 last night. And I'll be the first one to admit, I thought Hayes would win.
I did too.
I thought they had a little more offensive production throughout their lineup. Ulysses has a couple nice guards and a big girl, a tall player inside that does a good job. But I just didn't think Ulysses would be able to beat Hayes. Ulysses had a player who had made five threes in 20 games. She was like 5 for 23. And she goes 4 from 6 from three-point. The Callie Kinney, I believe her name was. I just thought Ulysses played fantastic. But as good as they played, they would have got walloped by the Bullpups. I mean, that Bullpup team last night. If you go to midkansasonline.com today on the Sell on Sports, I talk about how much, you know, this team is in rhythm. Seven games in a row, the Bullpups have made at least 9 threes. They have, in the last, the last three games, they have gone 36 for 72. That's 50%. That's 50%. Generally, 35% in high school is considered pretty good from three-point, but the Bullpups are shooting 50%, and they're taking a lot of threes, and what that does, though, is open things up inside. We saw the Cook sisters really take advantage last night. They combined for 15 points on the inside. Mandy started to look like the Mandy of old, made some real nice power moves. She kind of gathered herself a little more. She wasn't as much in a hurry. She let the ball come to her, and she finished plays. And I thought Cassie came in and was just, you know, super energy. Maggie Leaf also came in to help out on the post. I thought she did a good job, got some big offensive rebounds. But this was a Bullpup team that was firing on all cylinders. This is a Bullpup team. They play like that. They will be playing for a state championship. They were that good last night.
Well, Steve, after you left last night, I was here for a little bit longer, and I printed off the brackets for all the other sub-states on the girls' side at 4A Division I and took a look at what the top 10 teams did last night. Because, let's be honest, if you're not in the top 10, McPherson, Miege aren't too worried about you.
Right.
So when you look at the top 10, Miege won easily over Bonner Springs, 68-20. McPherson, number two, won. They scored more points than any other girls' team did at 80.
And we had running clock.
Three-seed Piper beat Tonganoxie 58-11.
Yeesh.
And that wasn't the lowest of the night. Now, here is the game that was a little bit interesting. The fourth team in 4A D1 on the girls' side was Sumner Academy out of Kansas City, Kansas. And they lost to Eudora 61-55. And when I saw them in the top five, my first thought was, give me a break. There's no way they're going to be able to compete, and they won't make it to the sub-state finals. Then the fifth seed, Labette, they won 65-27. But remember, they will be a high, the fifth ranked. They would be the higher ranked team or seeded team at state. Number six, Circle, they beat El Dorado 56-10.
Yeah.
Walloping 10 points for the Wildcats of El Dorado.
Yeah, I feel bad for Coach Crawford, that's for sure.
And then 7-8, that was Ulysses and Hayes.
Right.
And so they played. Ulysses obviously won. Number 9, Abilene beat Wamego 49-37. And number 10, Spring Hill beat Ottawa 61-41. So there weren't too many things that jumped out and surprised us, which...
Indy Bulldogs!
And that was the only thing that really jumped out, because your Indy Bulldogs at 7-13 this year beat Fort Scott.
And it was at Fort Scott, wasn't it?
Right, it was at the Fort Scott substate. And the reason that is important is because we've been talking about it this week that the Bullpups, they either want both Labette and Piper to lose, or they want them both to win.
Right.
Because of the way seedings could work at state. Now, Labette, their only loss this year was to Fort Scott. And so for your Indy Bulldogs to knock off Fort Scott, it makes Labette's trip to a state tournament a little bit easier. I'm sorry to tell your Bulldog Nation.
Yeah, a Bulldog Nation had to be excited last night because they were a big underdog going in that game. It hasn't been a good year of basketball down at my alma mater, Indy High, but they got it done last night. And they beat Labette the last game of the regular season. I believe. Or no, that was on the boys' side. That was the boys. I'm sorry.
I was getting nervous.
Yeah,
there.
No, that's right. That's on the boys' side. I got carried away because that was a big win for my Indy Bulldog boys to beat Labette on the final game of the season. But Labette should have no trouble with Independence. I think they'll dispatch him probably 15, 20 points. Tristan Gegg, she might go for about 40 on the
Bulldogs.
She's
the girl that has 2,000 points in her career.
And we've seen, you know, we played Labette County 1 year. She and Taylor Robertson had quite a shootout. And I can't remember. I think maybe Labette won that. Maybe that's the game.
They did.
Yeah, Labette won that game.
That was the opener of the state 2 years ago.
Yeah, opener of the state 2 years ago. Labette won that game. It was kind of really disappointing for the Bullpups because they had a really good team that year.
I don't know how many of you stuck around and listened to the post game last night, but we had two awesome interviews from Manny Cooks and from Taylor Robertson. And one of my favorite parts is I told Taylor, I said, I don't know if you're ever going to have this opportunity to maybe have a three-point shootout with Trey Young, because Taylor will be going to OU, but many expect Trey Young will no longer be there. And I said, I think I would take a chance on you in a shootout with him. At the three-point line, just standing at the top of the circle, you get to shoot it however you want, and they both shoot 100. I think Taylor could give Trey Young a pretty good run, and she thinks she could too. You think she could?
I think she could. I've said it before. I would have loved to see in a three-point shooting contest between Taylor Robertson, Lori Kane, Jackie Stiles. I think that would have just been phenomenal. Now, Taylor and Trey Young, you know, the way Taylor shoots it, I take my chances with her.
Now, if you back up a little further,
Trey Young,
you get like 8 feet beyond the line, I might go with Trey Young.
Yeah,
but just standing on the line, I think I feel pretty good about Taylor.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Taylor, what – well, she finally reached, 50 free throws for the year last night?
And she took 106 last year.
Yeah, 106 last year. She reached 50 this year, the other night, or last night. And she's made 46.
48.
She's now 48 of 52.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
I couldn't make 48 of 52 layups.
You're right, you couldn't.
I know I couldn't. I'd probably shoot it off the wrong foot.
So the girls won last night, 80-36. That means they'll take on Ulysses on Saturday night in the first game of the sub-state finals. The second game of the sub-state finals, we're hoping that the Bullpup boys get to join them. They take on the Ulysses boys tonight, 18-1 versus 7-13. Both teams are trending in the exact opposite directions because the McPherson boys have won 16 games in a row. The Ulysses boys have lost 9 in a row. So Ulysses got off to a decent start this year. 7-4. If you're looking at sub-state rankings, if they just continue that out, that could have been a team that was maybe the second, maybe the third
you
seed.
You could have seen McPherson Buehler in the first round.
So this was a team that got off to a good start and then has just sort of crumbled down the stretch. And one thing that Coach Kinnaman talked about in the postgame last night was talking about how this is a team that they've got a long road trip. By this point, when you've lost this many games in a row at the end of the season, sometimes those are the teams that just want to get it over with. And that he thinks if they can jump on them tonight and just put them away early, that it could be a runaway.
Yeah, and I'm thinking it's going to be that. They've got a 6'8 freshman center, but boy.
He thinks he could be very good.
Yeah, but man, we've got a 6'8 guard forward center in Ben Pyle. Ben can play just about wherever Ben wants to play because he may be as versatile a player as I've ever seen at McPherson High, because he can play inside, he can play outside, he's a great three-point shooter, he's got fantastic moves around the basket, he's got all those nifty finger rolls dipsy-doos and you know, kind of trick shots around the
basket.
Topsy-turvies. Oh, yeah, yeah. Whirling dervish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, got to have the whirling dervish in there. But I think the Bullpup boys really roll tonight, but I'm more interested tonight, to be honest, Hayes Buehler, because I mean, it's almost a certainty the Bullpups are going to win. But Hayes Buehler, I have no clue, because Hayes shoots threes from everywhere.
36 per game. That's more than one a minute.
If they're hot, you know, look out. But I don't think it's going to happen. I think Buehler is going to slow the tempo down. I think they're going to frustrate Hayes, and I think Buehler's going to get it done. Of course, I'm the same guy to pick Hayes girls to beat Ulysses last night, so take it for what it's worth.
We will take a break, and when we come back, we preview tonight's Substate on the boys' side a little bit more. We keep looking ahead to what's coming up over the weekend. We will talk about some of the area games from last night. There were a couple of good ones, a couple of upsets. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to According to Jim on 96.7 FM KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Calabrese Heating and Cooling, Overhead Door Company of North Central Kansas, and Four Seasons Realtors. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Happy birthday.
We're back on today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE, Jim Joyner, Steve Sell, and hey, it's Steve Sell's birthday. Happy birthday, Steve. You can't hear it, but you have a little surprise coming your way as Casey's about to bring a couple of things in.
Oh, my God. It's
a big day for Steve, so. Well, we won't disclose the number unless you want to.
Well, it's a few.
It's older than 30.
Yeah, and I just got a text from Wilson.
Wilson.
Wilson sending happy birthday. I wasn't going to probably mention it.
Yeah, but, you were. You were going to get on here in just any minute
but
get ready.
But Wilson, you know, made sure, had the proper, you know, coaxing list.
Yeah.
Say.
Okay, so. Steve. So we've got a little list of surprises. So we have from the Inman Harvest Cafe. We've got a little lemon cheesecake.
Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah. So he's been worked up about it for tonight. Number two, from JD's Quick Burger.
Uh oh.
Steve Sell's favorite. A cheeseburger with mustard only. How about that, Steve?
Yeah.
Is that pretty good?
That's it.
All right. Number three, we've got a lemon biscotti. Biscotti. I don't know.
A cookie. Everybody
knows, like, a cookie. I love lemon.
And then fourth.
How am I going to eat all
we've
that?
We've got a vanilla cupcake for him as Casey's in here singing happy birthday.
Oh, my God.
It's
well,
a big day
you.
For Steve Sell. And we got a little card for you.
Well, thank you very much.
It's a big day for Steve. Big round of applause for Steve the birthday boy.
Well, now,
the only thing that would make this birthday better, for those of you that are listening here at home tonight and might be making your way out to the Roundhouse, I think at the start of the second quarter of the boys' game, everybody needs to start singing happy birthday to Steve Sell. Start of the second quarter.
We don't need to do that. We don't want to take a – there's too much – we got to concentrate on the game. Got to get those Bullpups in there, but I want to thank you
guys. For those of you listening, if you started at the second quarter, I'm gonna die on my chair down there at press row. I'm going to laugh so hard.
Well, I want to thank you guys and Wilson for texting in.
Wilson.
Wilson, number one fan.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of our – big fans, you know, texting in, and I don't know how I'm going to eat all this stuff.
That's a lot of food.
Yeah, it is a lot of food. I may have to put some of it in the refrigerator.
Well, we weren't planning on the Inman Harvest Cafe piece of pie because that just showed up and we went, oh, well, that's got to go to Steve. That JD's Quick Burger, though, that is a Steve Sell staple. He loves JD's.
I do love JD's Quick Burger.
All right, so we'll get back to sports here. Hot off the press, McPherson boys bowlers were down at State today. They were in Wichita at North Rock Lanes, and it was a good day for the McPherson boys bowlers with a sixth-place state finish.
Yeah, there's 12 teams. The Bullpups finished sixth with a 28-66, so that puts them in the upper half. You know, Coach Helinski said it was going pretty tough to catch the Topeka teams. He was right. Topeka West, 32-17. Now, Great Bend, which beat the Bullpups in the regional, got second with 32-05. Bishop Carroll, 31-32. And Shawnee Heights, 3005. But two Bullpups made the top 20. Taylor Miller, a 587. Clayton Ouellette, a 585. So, congratulations to those Bullpups for making the top 20.
Yeah, it was a good day there. We also mentioned that we'll talk about the area sub-state games that happened last night. There were a lot of games going on, and it was a fun night of basketball for really everybody but the Smoky Valley girls. They were the only area team to lose. They lost to Nickerson 52-41, so Coach John Bella's team, they finished the year strong. They gave Nickerson a good fight. That's the top seed, and they only had two wins and lost by 11.
Yeah, and they were up big early and it was tied by the half, 15-2 in the third quarter.
That's happened to them a couple of times.
Yeah, they've just had those quarters where they just kind of go dead on the offensive end. But Coach Bella does a great job up there. He only had – I don't think he had a player taller than 5'8". So, you know, their team was giving away a lot of size in every game.
Inman girls, they are the team of destiny, it appears, as they beat the top-seeded Marion team 47-41 over in Hillsboro. We saw Inman down 16 in the third quarter at Mound Ridge on Monday night, and the Teutons are playing in a sub-state title game.
Yeah, against Berean Academy. They played Berean earlier this year, lost by 7. But, you know, like I put in my story, maybe they're Destiny's darlings. They're finding a way to get it done. Billy Maurer doing a great job with the Teutons down there.
And then on the boys' side, 1A Division I, Little River boys, they won over in Sylvan. They beat Mankato Rock Hills. That score was initially posted on the Kansas website that they lost.
Yeah.
And so I had that in the sports this morning. I had it corrected at noon.
Yeah.
But they won. And so it was a good night for them.
The Little River boys can score. They've got a freshman, Jaden Garrison, who just can flat out light it up. I think he had 22 or 24 again. He's been pretty much around that 20-point mark in several games this year. Never know. They might get it done.
And then the Elyria Christian boys, who are the number two team in 1A Division II, they beat Stafford at Stafford in the semifinals last night, 62-51, and now they get a date with Central Christian, the team that played them very tough the first meeting. Their second meeting got canceled, and so the Elyria Christian boys, they were asking Steve when we were down at the Eagle Dome, is this the year? Can we do it?
They got to stop Nate.
Saturday's the night.
They got to stop Nate Hinnehaw. That's the whole key. He's a big-time scorer for Central Christian, and Central Christian has kind of become what Sunrise Christian used to be to Elyria. Back in when Elyria was kind of in their formative days, it was always Elyria Christian and Sunrise Christian. Sunrise Christian, though, has kind of changed their philosophy on sports. Now they've got almost like a traveling AAU team.
Oh, and you get Buddy Heald to roll into
town. Yeah, you get Buddy Heald and some other players that are playing at the NCAA level. They've kind of changed their philosophy down there.
So those were the games last night. The other game that we found interesting was that Sedgwick, who had beaten the Heston boys, and that was a big upset, they kept things rolling last night, and they hit a buzzer beater to win. Our big fan, Chris Bailey, he let me know a couple of minutes ago and said, oh, yeah, Steve's looking at his lemon cheesecake. He's pretty pumped about that.
Oh, yeah.
So the game's coming up tonight, obviously the McPherson
boys. We've got a
lot of
games tonight.
We'll talk about that on the second half of this show here. Inman boys will take on Berean Academy over in Hillsboro, and then the second game over in Hillsboro, Mound Ridge against Hillsboro. So this will be a lot of fun.
I really hope Brady Helms, you know, they were able to get his ankle under control. He sprained it when we were down there the other night. I don't think so. After, you know, when I saw it after the game, you and I were talking to Vance Unrau, the coach, after the game, and he was on the training table, and that thing, it was angry looking. So,
softball.
Yeah, so I don't know if he'll be able to go. That would really make it tough. Hillsboro's got a really fine team, and they're coached by Daryl Canole, who used to be a Dridger. He grew up, he's a Dridger graduation. Yeah.
And then up in Lindsborg, Smoky Valley's boys are the top seed. They also take on Nickerson. It's the exact opposite because the Nickerson girls were the top seed, Smoky Valley girls the four seed, and it's the opposite for the boys tonight. Vikings trying to get into that sub-state final on Saturday night.
And Coach Schneider said they've already beaten Nickerson this year, but you know, they've made state 2 years in a row, and those seniors really want to make it three in a row. I think they're going to get it done this weekend. I like the Smoky Valley boys to advance the state.
In 3A girls, they will be at Sedgwick. Heston, the Swathers, will take on top-seeded Sterling. That is a loaded sub-state.
Oh, Heston's the four seed?
And they're like 16-4.
16-4, yeah. It's like 4-2-3-2 or something like that as far as losses for the four teams. So a great sub-state over there, though. Greg Raleigh, when he was here on the coaches show, put the pressure on girls coach Matt Richardson and said, he should be able to walk through that. Well, I guarantee you, Heston's going to have to earn it if they make it, but they've got the ability to. And with Matt Richardson on the bench, they've got a big advantage at the start of the game.
Quickly, 1A Division I, Little River Girls in Sylvan. They'll be in the semifinals taking on Downs Lakeside. 1A Division II, Elyria Christian Girls in Stafford. They will take on Central Christian.
Yeah, not sure how those games will go. Elyria girls, you know, they've kind of been in the shadow of the Elyria boys this year, but Bailey Unruh, Malia Redenbaugh, a couple really nice players, are both seniors, and they'd really like to, you know, close their careers with a trip to state.
All right, we will take one more break. When we come back, we take a look at tonight's sub-state semifinal games between Hayes and Bueller and between McPherson and Ulysses on the boys' side. Stick with us. We're back after this on 96.7 FM KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Calabrese Heating and Cooling, Overhead Door Company of North Central Kansas, and Four Seasons Realtors. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Wrapping up today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE, Jim Joyner, Steve Sell. If you have missed any of the beginning of this show, you missed us telling Steve Sell happy birthday. You can go back and listen on podcast, soundcloud.com/KBBE Sports. Steve, we are a little short on time today, again, because of the auction, so we're going to try and wrap things up here in 6 minutes. Girls won last night for McPherson High in the sub-state opener against the Bueller Crusaders. Tonight, the McPherson boys get their chance at the sub-state opener. They take on the Ulysses Tigers. Again, this is a game that, on paper, the Bullpups are pretty heavy favorites. When you look at their track record of games like this, where they are playing an inferior opponent, they are very good at coming out and putting games away early.
Right. They don't like to mess around. They want to get it decided by halftime and hopefully get it in the running clock. I don't know if it'll get the running clock. I just don't think it will. But you just never know. If the Bullpups, if they shoot it like they did the other night, what was it they shot?
They were 14 of 20 in the first half.
14 of 20 in the first half from 3-point. They will end it early. But should be a great,
give the Jayhawks a run for their money with that type of shooting.
Yeah, and we need a big crowd tonight. And then tomorrow night, I've already asked for it. I want a crowd for Jim. I want everyone to show Jim what a real roundhouse crowd. If you haven't even been to a game this year, go tomorrow night because it's going to be some great basketball. Girls, of course, playing at 6 o'clock, and we assume the boys will be playing at 7:30.
Did you see the picture that Kendall Shaw had out at the Roundhouse last night of the game-winning shot from, like, the 1971?
74.
Okay. The fans that you could see him on that back rail. 4 or 5 deep, everybody's jumping, their hands are in the air. It is awesome.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked about the crowds back in the 70s, and Kendall had a great picture. You could just see all the stands are full, and there's like, I mean, it's unbelievable. There must be 1,000 people around the top of the Roundhouse, and I haven't seen that, you know, since I've been here. I would love to see that.
All right, very quickly, games coming up this weekend in the Big 12, final games of the regular season before getting to the Big 12 tournament. KU in Stillwater, 3 o'clock on ESPN tomorrow. What do you think?
I'm sorry, what was that?
KU at Oklahoma State, 3 o'clock ESPN.
I think KU goes down and plays very flat. I think they're going to be flatter than a pancake, but I think they escape. I think they escape.
All right, West Virginia at Texas, 11 o'clock, ESPN.
I don't know if Mobamba's going to play. I like
that toe.
I like West Virginia.
Baylor at K-State, 1 o'clock. This is an important one for K-State stay up in the top five.
It seems like when K-State's really needed to get it done, especially at home, they get it done. I'm rolling with the Wildcats.
TCU at Texas Tech, 3 o'clock on ESPN2.
If it were at TCU, I'd probably go with them, but since it's at Texas Tech needs a big win. They have been in a slump.
The only other game in the Big 12, there are obviously five games every single week, but there is a game that's being played today, and I'm almost 100% positive that it is OU against Iowa State.
That's all it's left.
But I'm looking real quick to see where that game is at. I don't know why it is at 8 o'clock tonight. It is in Norman. If Oklahoma wants any chance of getting into the tournament, I don't know if they're going to get in now. But if they want any chance, they've got to win this game against the Cyclones.
And they've got to look good doing it.
Yeah.
Right now, I don't think they're in. I really don't. I do not think they have just been – they've lost 10 out of 12 for one thing, and Trey Young has not been shooting it well. I think they need to win impressively to get in.
All right, the other game in the McPherson Boys Substate, I need your prediction. Hayes against Bueller, that one starts at 6 o'clock. The McPherson Boys will follow that at 7:30.
I'm going to go Bueller. I just think Bueller – they're driven to get another shot at the Bullpups. They still feel like they can beat the Bullpups, and I think if – we do play Bueller on Saturday.
Oh, boy.
It is going to be a slow pace. Yeah. I really believe that.
And that's what happened the first and the second time that these two teams played. The first game in particular, Bueller really slowed it down. I mean, there were a few times that their point guard, Dalton Brown, walked the ball so slow up the floor that he got called for a 10-second, and they didn't mind because they just wanted to take the air out of the ball.
Yeah. You know, you don't see an all-out stall anywhere anymore. Of course, college and pro, you can't do it with the shot clock. But if there's a chance to see a stall game, it would not surprise me. It may not be an all-out stall, but it's going to be one of those games where they're going to take a minute and a half off each possession and not shoot until they get a layup.
All right, fun ones tonight. Hayes and Bueller starts at 6 o'clock. McPherson against Ulysses starts at 7:30. Inside the Roundhouse, it's Steve's birthday, so get out there. That's all he's asking. Get out there. Start of the second quarter. Sing him happy birthday, too. For Steve Sell, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. We'll see you tonight.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell was brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Calabrese Heating and Cooling, and Four Seasons Realtors. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE.